Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We're on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Bamar Yehuda. Shlosh Dvarim, there are three things. Hamarach Behen, if you're Marach in them, want to read that or not. Marichin Yom Vishnos of Shlodom, your days and years are lengthened. Who are those three people? Number one, Hamarach Tfilato, you're diving long. Number two, Hamarach Al Shulchano. Number two is you have a long meal. Doesn't mean you sit there and get drunk. It means that you're always at the table so you could always invite Aniyam. And number three, Hamarich Beis Akise. Spend a lot of time in the bathroom. Make sure you're really healthy. Hamarich Tzvilaso Mal Yusahi. Going to the, having a long davening is a good thing. What are you talking about? Avam Rav Yehuda, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan. Kol Hamarich Tzvilaso. If someone davens long, Uma'ayin Ba, and he really is Ma'ayin in his davening, Sof Bo De Koiv Lev. He's going to have a headache. Shinemar, Tocheles Mamshu Mumushcha Machla Lev. Look at the top Rashi. You have ayin. Omer Belibo, you say to yourself, Shetiyase Bakashazo, that Hashem should listen to my bakasha. After all, Lefishem Isbal Bekavana, I daven with Kavana, how can it not be answered? So if someone does that, they're going to get a headache. Well, because Hashem doesn't work that way. V'mer V'yitzchak, Shlosh Dvar Mazkir and Avonosa Shel Adam, there are three things that cause Hashem to remind him of your sins. Three things you do when you open up the spotlight. What are those three things? Vilhain, Kir Natui, a dangerous wall. Iyun Tfila, so you're confident about your davening, that puts a spotlight on you. And number three, Moser Din Al Chavera L'Shamayim. I guess you somehow snitch on your friend. So how can davening long be a good thing? Here it's not a good thing. Hello, Kasha, that's not a Kasha. No, there's issues if you're ma'ayin or not. You want to dive in a long shmoneh esrei? There's nothing wrong with that. The question is, what kind of attitude do you have? Heichi avitz, what should you do? Demafish berachameh. You have rachamim. You beg for rachamim from Hashem. You're not confident in Hashem. I'm going to be answered because I'm diving in. So look at me. Look how great I am. It's not the attitude. Okay. Marach al shulchano. And if you have a long meal, Dilma Asi Anya, maybe an Ani is going to come, the Yavle, and he's going to give you, you'll be able to feed him, right? The kitchen's still open, there's always room, an Ani can always come, the kitchen's still open, right? The Ksev, like it says, HaMizbeach 8, the Mizbeach of wood, was Shalosh Amos, 3 Amos, Gavoa, tall. Uksev, and it says, Vayidaber, the same Pasuk, Vayidaber Eli, Zeh Shulchan HaShalaf Ne Hashem. This is the Shulchan. Not a Shulchan, we're just talking about. So Pasach, the Mizbeach, Vesayim, B'Shulchan. We start off talking about the Mizbeach and end up talking about the Shulchan. So Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Elazar Darmi Tarvayo calls Man Shabbat Vinish Kayam, as long as the Beis Vinish was alive, Mizbeach Mechaper al Yisrael. Achshav Shulchan Ashal Adam Mechaper al. Now the table is what's Mechaper you. You hear that? The table's Mechaper you. There's a Rabbeinu Bechai, which I tried to find it yesterday. I think it's in Parshas Tzav or Tetzave. I don't know. I could be even wrong about that. Who says that in the olden days, they used to bury the coffin, would be made out of your table. If you died, they would take your table and make the coffin out of it, and that would be your, like, it's like a kapara. Why? There's no more mizbeach. So what's left? Your table. Why is your table a mechaper on you? Because there's a lot of challenges that go on at that table. How do you deal with those challenges? There's a lot of issues that are going on, right? The table and the aniyim and the food and everything. What kind of how do you behave? So there's a lot to say at a table. Interesting. The Marach Beis Akise, if you spend Marach Beis Akise Mal Yusehi, that's a good thing. Vatanya, Asar Dvar Mvin is Azmal De Tachtonios. There are 10 things that bring a person to have some kind of, diseases or some kind of malady regarding his going to the bathroom. The following ones. Number one, Ochei Olei Kanim. He eats the leaves of reeds. Ole Gefanim, the leaves of vines. Lulavi Gefanim, the shoots of vines. Morige Behema. Morige Behema, so Rashi says, it's any part of an animal that is smooth, right? That's not smooth, and he includes the tongue. That's a very big delicacy. Then it was in Bismanas, also it is. So I'm not sure what he means by that. Some kind of meat. Number five, Bishidro Shal Dog, the spine of a fish. Dog She'et Maliach She'enu Vushal Kal Tzarko, or a salted fish that's not fully cooked. Hashos says shomer yayin, if someone drinks the dregs of wine, ha-mekaneach besid, if someone wipes himself with lime, or becharsis, or some kind of other kind of material, ha-mekaneach betzor shekanach bochaveiro, or you use something that someone else used to wipe themselves, now you use that. V'yeshomim, here's the kasha, afach tole atzma beis hakisi yosem midai. If someone's tole himself in the beis hakisi too much, so the Gemara is going to answer lo kasha. Had the marich v'tali, had the marich v'lo tali. Mazel to show what tali means. Rashi says it means she'ena yoshev ella ar birkov. You sit on your knees. Shemitoch kach nekavim niftachin yosem midai. So that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. That can lead to problems. What exactly that is, I'm not sure. What's a good thing? Good thing is, okay, so you make sure you're healthy. There was a matron who said to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, Panecha domem lemagad lechazir ulamal hebaribis. Your face looks like you're shining, like you're a pig dealer, or you are someone who trades with interest. Meaning, Rashi says, you're very rich and you don't do any work. What does it cost you? What kind of exertion is there to charge interest? Nothing. But you're very well. There's the rich people. Those are what you were. So you look like you're the happiest guy in the world. So I'm gonna let know. Hemnus, I swear. Both of those things are even usher. I can't do that. I can't do either one of those things. Nevertheless, el esim varba beis akisa ikad beishpuzia lebei medrasha. There are 24 bathrooms from my house to the yeshiva. Tchiyazilna badiknas nafshai bekulu. And as I travel there, I can check myself to make sure I'm healthy all the time. Not exactly sure what that means. Not exactly sure, but okay. Next, from Rabbi Yehuda, Shlosha Devar Mekatzin Yomeshin Osa Shal Adam. There are three things that shorten a person's life. But you want a segula not to live long? These are the three. Here they are. Mishin Osa Mol Sefer Torah Lukvaz Vanakore. They call you up for an aliyah and you refuse. That's not for me. Right? Some say it means that they call you up to lane, you refuse to lane. Either way, some kind of bizarre into the Sefer Torah. Number two, Kos Shal Bracha Levarech Ve'enam Bavarech. They give the machabidu with benching, with the kol shel bracha, or maybe bracha under the chuppah, or some kind of kol shel bracha, and you refuse, you decline. And number three, v'amaneg atzmo barabanas. If you act like a lord, like lordy over people. Sivatora lukas v'enakar desiv kuchayach v'arichanecha kol shel bracha delvarich v'enavarich desiv avarecha v'avarecha amavarecha v'amaneg atzmo barabanas. Damar v'chan barachanina v'bnei meis Yosef kodem la'achiv. Why did Yosef die first? Mipnei shinhinig atmo berabanas, because he acted lordy.
He wasn't lordy.
Huh?
He wasn't lordy.
It's one thing to be one thing to act like one. Okay, next. I tell you the truth. This daf is so big, and tomorrow is so. We're doing it tonight. It's so massive that we really don't even have time to go in. There's a few things I'm going to point out. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Shlosha tzrichim rachamim. Three things need rachamim. Talk about a coincidence learning this on Erev Yom Kippur. Three things need a rachamim. What are three things need a rachamim? Melech Tov, a good year. A good king. Shana Tova, a good year. And V'chalom Tov, and good dreams. Right? Says the Marsha, they're all talking about Rosh Hashanah. Melech Tov is Hashem. V'shana Tov is you. And the V'chalom Tov is everything you're dreaming about. They're all you. They're all Rosh Hashanah. Right? Three things that require that need rachamim, they're all about Rosh Hashanah. Not just one, they're all three. That's the Marsha. There's a sefer here, the Kedushu Bracha says, these three things, man's not to show why, these three things somehow are not decided Rosh Hashanah. So they can go on and on the whole year. So the whole year you have to daven for Shana Tova. The whole year you have to daven for the good king and maybe the good dream. The whole year. Why exactly that should be, I'm not sure, but... But I think the Rashad's point was well taken. But they're all about Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Melech Tov, Dichsiv, Pal Gemayim, Melech Biyad Hashem. Shana Tova, how about a good year? Dichsiv, it says, Tamid, this is a pasuk in Akev? I think it's in Akev. Right, the pasuk starts off, right? The pasuk starts off, this is the middle of the pasuk. It says, Eret Hashem, Hashem, Alkecha, Dori Shasa. Tamid, Eni Hashem, Alkecha, Ba. Hashem's always on it. Mereshit Hashana, from the beginning of the year, Ve'at Achris Shana, till the end of the year. Right, so everyone said over here in the shul before, divorce from the Satmar Rebbe. Why does the pasuk start off, Mereshit Hashana, at Achris Shana? Why is it the Hashana? Right, you remember the verse?
So,
in the beginning of the year, Satmar Rebbe says, it's Hashana, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. And at the end of the year, it's Shana. It's just another Shana. It's just a year like every other year. Okay. Chalom Tov. What about a good year? Shtichiv, Fetach Limeini. I dreamed and Techayeni, and I got life. Amar Yochanan, Shlosha Dvar Machrid Leim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atmo. There are three things Hashem announces by Himself. Ve'eluhein, Rav, Soveya, Uparnes Tov. Hunger, plenty, and the leader. Why these three? So the Shlosh says, because these three will probably cause you to have more kasha than anything else. Right? Why does he have more than me? Why does he have no Torah? Why does he have good parnasa and I don't have good parnasa? Why do I have don't have good and he has good? Why does he have good? Those are the biggest kashas. Right? So Hashem does it by himself. Hashem announces it by himself. Don't ask kasha. What kind of kasha do you have? I'm doing it by myself. It's not a malach. It's not a segula. It's not this. It's not that. It's myself. Right? And the same thing with the Paranes Tova. He became the leader. They made him the congressman. They made him the shul president. I can't believe that. So again, Hashem says, I'm the one who does it. I decide. Unbelievable part.
What about the opposite? Someone has a lot and they see a poor man. So
it's exactly, it's about the three there.
Well, and he has nothing. And
no one ever says that.
No, I mean, it's... And I mean,
no one says that. Look, how come I have a lot and he has nothing? No one says that. You feel bad for people. That's
right,
true.
Yeah,
no one questions that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Rav dichtiv, ki kara Hashem l'rav. So they are dichtiv, a karasi ha-sadagam v'rebeti ha-so. And Paranis tov dichtiv, v'yomar Hashem l'moshe, le'mor re'e karasi b'shem betalo. So now a few limits on betalo. Amar Yitzchak, ein ma'midin paranis ala tzibur, elim kein nemlachim b'tzibur. Hashem never appoints a leader unless the Jewish people are okay with it. How do you know that? Shenemar, ru kara Hashem b'shem betalo. Hashem called over betalo. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, hagan alecha betalo? You okay with betalo? He's good enough for you, he's good enough for me. So Amalo, Apike, it doesn't matter. Lech Emolem, go tell the people I have Bital in mind. So Halach Amalahem Lisrol, Hagan Lechem Bital, is the Bital okay for you guys? So Amrulo, Imfliakarish Barku, who Hagun, Lufanin Lokolshin, he's good enough for Hashem, he's good enough for us. But the point is Hashem still asked. Amar Shmuel by Nachmani, Amar Bionathan, Bital, Hashem Chachmas on Nikra. He was called Bezalel because of his chachma. She b'shah she amal Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. When Hashem said to Moshe, Lech emolo lebezalel, go tell Bezalel, aseli mishkan ar v'kelim, go make a mishkan ar n'kelim. Halach Moshe v'hafach. Moshe went and turned it around. V'amar and he said, v'amalo and he told Bezalel, asalo aron kelim a mishkan, make the aron kelim mishkan. So why did Moshe reverse it? Why did Moshe reverse it for? So some say, because in Parshas Truma, that's the order. In Truma, Hashem did say make the Aron first. So Hashem, Moshe wasn't really sure, so he made told him make the Aron first. Amar lo Moshe, Rabbeinu, min hagar shel olam, adam bona bayis, v'achar kach machnas atocho kelim. But first you build a house, and then you put the kelim in? That's what you normally do. First you build a house, v'ata, omer, you told me the opposite. Utterly Aron v'kelim, u'mishkan, Kalim Shani Ose Lehechon Machnisam. Where I'm putting those Kalim. Right? Veshema Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Asay Mishkan Aron V'Kalim. Maybe Hashem told you the other way around. Maybe Hashem said that first make the Mishkan, then the Aron, then the Kalim. That makes a little more sense to me, says Bezalel. Amalo Shema Betzel Kel Hayitha. Maybe you're in the shadow of Hashem, the Adat. You knew that already. In other words, you had like a Nevuah, you knew that already. So the truth is that the Melor Rome asks, at the end of the day, the Mishkan, nothing went into the Mishkan until it was inaugurated. Right? So really, what's the difference what they made first? Bital is not right, and Moshe is also not right. Doesn't really make a difference. Anyway, till it was inaugurated, the Kalim, right? The Kalim also sitting around with nothing, nowhere to go. So he answers that it's true. However, if you build the Mishkan first, then there's less time that the Kalim are sitting around. Because the mission is already built. That's his answer. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rab, Yedehoi Betal Tarif Osios. Betal knew how to combine letters, Shenivru Behem Shemayim Ba'aretz, with which the heavens and earth were created. Says Rashi, Al Yedei Tzirufan, through combining them, Ubesefi Yitzira Tanelu. He learned the Sefi Yitzira. Right? Betal learned Sefi Yitzira, says Rashi. Ksiv hacha v'yimali otsa ruach elokim b'chachma u'tvuna u'bedas u'ksiv hatsam Hashem b'chachma yisod eretz kodesh shemayim b'tvuna u'ksiv b'dato tahomos nikva'u. Okay, very good. Next. Amar Yochanan, Ana Kodesh Baruch Hu notes in ruach chachma Hashem only gives chachma el lemi sheyesh bo chachma. Once you already have it. Shenemar, yahav chakima lechakimin. I give wise wisdom to the wise, umenada liyadei bina, shama. And I give knowledge to the ones who are already knowledgeable. Rav Tachlifa bar Rav of Amri kamei Rabbi Avo, amalei, what? So the Mepharshim say, then how do you ever get it if you don't have it? You're not born that way. The answer is, do you want it? So if you want it, Hashem will give it to you. Or do you seek it? You from over there, I learned it from that pasuk. Anan mehacha matnin and lay. We learned it from here. Okay. So the lev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Okay. Now we are going to start a topic that's going to last. It's going to go through tomorrow's daf. All about this is the famous gemara about dreams. We could talk about these dreams for hours and hours and hours. I don't know what they mean. Most of these things, people don't dream these things. But tomorrow is really more the daf about things that you have in your dream. Right? And they're all things that no one ever, we don't have a dream about Rav Huna. We don't dream about, right? We don't have dreams about Rav Huna or Yishmael, the son of Avram Avinu. We don't dream about those kinds of people. But they're in here. It's a large topic. If you're interested in the topic, you can look at the Derech Hashem in Perek Chela Gimel Perek Aleph, who discusses dreams, whether it's Nevuah, what exactly are they? Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about them when they come up, when we have what to say. Amar v'chista, kol chalom v'lo tavat. All dreams are okay, not the ones I have to fast over. Those are not good. Rashi says, kol chalom was yira adam v'lo yira echad me'osan shu shari b'tainas, she'ena tov. That's not a good thing, right? Amar v'chista, chelma d'lo mefasher, a dream that's not interpreted, is kigarta d'lo mikriya. It's like a letter that's not read. Meaning, if it's not interpreted, it's that you have no, it doesn't change one way or the other. It's like a letter that's not read. You don't open the envelope. What is it? I have no idea what it says in there. Vamar v'chista, lo chelma tov v'makayim kule. A good dream doesn't always come true. V'lo chelma bisha makayim kule. Right? And a bad dream doesn't always come true. Vamar v'chista, chelma bisha adaf mechelma tova. A bad dream is better than a good dream. Why is that true? The Rashi says, Shemevi et Adam with a tshuva. It brings you to tshuva. Amar of Chista, Chelma Bisha, it's Ivutse Mistaye. A bad dream, the pain you have from the bad dream, it's enough already for the bad dream. The bad dream doesn't have to come true. The fact that you had the dream, that's enough too. Chelma Tava, same thing with a good dream. Chedva Mistaye, the goodness of the pleasure, the comfort you feel when you wake up, that's good enough. Amar of Yosef, I'm not sure what this means. Chelma Tava, a good dream, a feel of the D, even to me, who was blind, Bidichuse Mepachale. What does that mean? The smile is bottle? What does that mean?
It's nullified by its joy.
It's nullified by its joy. I'm sure what that means. Same idea that he had enough hana in the dream itself, so that's it, nothing else is going to come true. Maybe that's what it means.
Are you seeing things in the dream if you want?
What?
Are you seeing things in the dream?
I have no idea. Vamar v'chista, chelma bisha kasha minagda. A bad dream is worse than lashes. Shenemar, v'lakim asa shir milfanav. Vamar v'yochanan, zeh chalama, it's a bad dream. Hanavi asher ito ya chalom yisaper chalom, v'asher divari ito yidaber divari emes. Ma l'tavin es divari adom Hashem. V'chima inyin bar v'tevin eitza chalom. Why is what's a pasuk over here of a dream mentioning wheat? Of el amar v'yochanan, mishum v'shurim ben yichai, k'shem sh'ir shar l'bar b'lo tevin. You can't have a chaff. You can't have a tevin without some chaff. E'ef shel ha-chalom below dvar b'telem. You can't have a dream without dvar b'telem in it. Amar of Berechia, chalom, af al pi she meksosu miskayim, even though part of it's going to come true, kulo eino miskayim. The whole thing's not going to come true. Minolan, how do you know that? Mi Yosef. T'chsev, it says, v'inei shemesh v'hayareach. Everybody knows this. V'hi shaita, at that time, ime lo havis. The mother wasn't alive. So, the kasha is, she wasn't alive. However, Bilha is the one who's supposed to be the dream, the one in the dream. So, it did come. The whole thing, this is a kasha I have that I never heard an answer for. That it did come true. It did come true. So, in the bottom over here, one of the quotes, one of the Achronim, this Gemara argues on that memra. In other words, this Gemara holds that it wasn't a reference to Bilha. We all know it's a reference to Bilha because we learn Rashi. And then Rashi said that. The problem is, Rashi contradicts himself in two lines. Because Rashi says over there, that when the dream happened, That Yaakov says to Yosef, what did you do, silly dreams? Follow, this is Rashi. Follow, Imcha Kvar Mesa. Your mother already died. She already died. Yaakov didn't know. Shadvari Magin Labila. It was talking about Bila. Who raised him like a mother. Which means that 100% of the dream is that true. Right? You hear that? 100% of the dream is true. Then Rashi quotes our Gemara. Our rabbis learn from here. She'ein chalom below Devar Batalim. What do you mean? Not Devar Batalim. I never had an answer to this question. It was a question I asked you guys like years ago.
It says here in the Oscar, Bilhah had died before Yaakov came down.
Fine. Then the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Then why are you saying it's reference to Bilhah? What? Yeah. Why is it reference to Bilhah? She's not alive anyway. We'll get to that in a minute. Because there were two dreams. In one dream, 11 storks bowed down to him. Okay, that dream happened. The other dream was that the 11 stars and the sun and the moon will bow down to him. When did Yaakov ever bow down to Yosef? When did that ever happen? Oh, so it's a half a bow. It's a machlokas if that ever happened. It's a machlokas. Some say it didn't happen yet, and it will happen one day. And if it happens one day, when Mashiach comes, if it happens one day in the future, then it could be Rachel, which will also be there. Right? The whole thing is very, very difficult. I don't understand it. Right? I don't understand it. It's very, very difficult. Because we'll see in a minute another kasha. Because it says, so anyway, that's so if you want to say that they argue on each other, that's fine. The Medrash could argue on the Gemara, that's not a problem. But the other source over here is the Bereishis Rabba. The Bereishis Rabba that says it's Bilhah, that's fine. The problem is Rashi. Rashi quotes both things. They contradict each other. It can't be Bilhah and then say it's still Dvar Batelo. You hear that? Because I don't really have an answer for Rashi. We'll get to the bowing in a second. Now, Amar of Levi, La'ol Ritapa Adam L'Chalom Tov Ad Chaf Beis Shana. Really, you should wait for a Guji for 22 years. Minalon Mi Yosef. From Yosef. Why? Look at the top Rashi, top line. Second, third Rashi. Shalon Niskaimu Hishtachavot Halalu. These dreams did not come true. Ad Esim Vishtayim Shana. 22 years later. Kishi Yarad Yaakov L'Mitzrayim. When Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. Shekvar Hayarav. Shtei shanim tziv kizeh shtetayim harav. Right? In other words, it took 22 years for these dreams to come true. How do you get 22 years? Let's go. Tziv Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shlosh Shana. Yosef was 17 years old. Uksiv Yosef ben Shlosh Shana on lufnei Paro. He was 30 when he stood in front of Paro. So min shabsri, that means 17 ad plasin until 30 kamahave is plasar. It's 13 years. So 13 years from when he left, 20 was the king. And it took now, Vishav Shiva, 7 years of plenty, the brothers didn't come, Vishtarti de Kafna, and 2 years of famine, Hachaf Beis, hey, you have 22. Now, Mati, if the second dream is on Yaakov's deathbed, if it's on the deathbed, first of all, two problems with that. Number one, that was 17 years after that. Not 22 years later, it's another 17 years. And number two, that's a kasha that I don't have an answer for. And number two, the dream started to be clear in 22 years, but the next one took 17 more years. That's number one. Number two, the pasuk says that when they came to visit Yaakov on his deathbed, the Yomer is the pasuk. This is the pasuk. The Yomer, Yaakov said, he shavali. Yosef said, he swear to me. Vayishavalo. He swore to him, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamita. And Yisrael bowed at the head of the bed. It's mashma, he didn't bow, he like nodded, he's sitting in the bed. That's the bow, that's the big dream that the sun and the moon are going to bow to me? It's true. The Medrash says that Bilhah was already dead. So anyway, that never happened. Not Rachel, not Bilhah, neither one, she was already dead. But this
makes perfect sense according to what we just said before, that the dream can come true entirely. So maybe this is
right. So the fact that's the now not that the biggest detail doesn't come true, that the father's gonna be, that's the moon, the mother, but to say that Yaakov also didn't happen, the whole point of the dream is that it's gonna happen, that the father's gonna be Makir Yosef. That's the whole point of the dream. The brothers already had that. They already bowed to him. That's when they came the first time. They brought Yom and they bowed again. Over here, this is the bowing. The Bar Bernal says it never happened. The Bar Bernal says we're waiting for the dream to happen still. Still didn't come true. Other things, this is it. This is it right here. If it's over here, he quotes over here, the Netziv has a whole, I didn't have a chance to look at the Netziv. He has Sakasha, so it's not even 22 years later, it's another 17 years.
Even if it didn't happen yet, still doesn't answer the question.
What was? Exactly, that's not Dvar Mitzvah, because it will happen. Right, it will happen. If it didn't happen yet, then it will happen. So Mestama is going to be everybody, right? Okay. You think about it over Yom Kippur. Am Rav Huna, L'adam Tov, Ein Maran Lo Chalom Tov. To a good person, we don't show good dreams. Ula Adam Ra, Ein Maran Lo Chalom Ra. And to a bad person, we don't show bad dreams. Tanya Ami Hachi, Kol Shnosef Shal David, all the years of David, Lo Ra Chalom Tov. He never saw a good dream. Because the point is, we want you to stay in your tshuva mode. We want you to stay good. So we only show you bad dreams. Keeps you good. And for a bad person, let him get his schar right here. Let him think good things. Kol Shnosef Shal Achitofel, all the days of Achitofel, Lo Ra Chalom Ra. He never saw a bad dream. But it says, Lo Se'una Elecha Ra. Right? What does that pasuk mean? I won't be visited with evil? And he won't have bad dreams and bad thoughts. Or another bad thing that could happen. Right? When the last time you're going to be with your wife for a while, she's a suffek nida. How terrible is that? And although the Achronim point out, even Rashi even says it, that not here, it says it somewhere else, that a suffek nida is worse than a nida. Well, if she's a nida, she's a nida. Suffek nida already comes with all the favor. She's not really a nida, it's only a suffek, all the terutzim. So in a way, it's worse, because the yetahar is much harder to fight that off if it's a suffek. Because you can start already outsmarting the halacha. So she's a nida, she's nothing you can do about that. So the suffek nida is even worse. So it's a bad thing to be. So you see over here that David Melch did not have bad dreams. It's a very difficult answer. Ella, ihu lo chazilei. He himself didn't see the bad dreams. Achrini chazilei. No, other people saw the bad dreams and told David. By the way, that's a nightmare about you, David. So he didn't have good dreams either. He didn't have bad dreams. So he had no dreams. Right? Other people had horrible dreams about David and wanted to tell him every day what bad dreams they had about him. So the chilo chazi ilhi ba'aluzihi. So now, he didn't have bad dreams because the pasuk said that he didn't have good dreams because he wanted him to keep in the tshuva mode. So he didn't have any dreams. That's also not good. Amar b'zera, call Allah and shiva yam b'loch, Allah nikra ra. If 7 days go by without a dream, you're called an evil person. Shenemar v'saveya yolim ba'al yifkod ra altrik yisaveya el sheva. So you see you have to have a dream every 7 days at least. Ella hachi kamar. The chaza, he dreamed, v'lo yod damari chaza. But he forgot the dream when he woke up. So what's the point of the dream if you forget it anyway? I don't know. Amar v'huna bar ami, amar v'padas, amar v'yachorin. Harua chalob, if you see a dream, v'nafsha aguma, and your soul is upset about it, yelech go, v'yiftirenu b'fnei shlosha. And let them interpret it. Yiftirenu? You should interpret it? V'amar v'chizda, chalob v'dolom v'vasha, ki gartu v'dolom v'kari. That a dream that you don't interpret is like a letter that's not read. So don't interpret it. If you don't interpret it, it's nothing. It's not good. It's nothing. Better that way. Ella, Ema, no. Yativenu b'fnei shlosha. Let them, the art school calls it ameliorate. Let them make the dream better. How do you do that? Lay say tlasa, go through people, v'lei malei, and say, tell them, chelma tava chaza. We saw a good dream. Right? V'lei malei, hanach tavahu, v'tavi lahavei. It was good. It's going to be good. Rachmana l'shuvye, v'tav sheva zimnin, v'gizro lechem in Shemaya. Hashem decreed 7 times in Shemayim, v'lehevei tava, v'yahavei tava. It was good and it's going to be good. V'lei mru gimel hafuchos, gimel peduyos, v'shalosh shlomos. They say 3 pasuk of Hafucha, which is turning it all around, 3 times being redeemed, and 3 times being peace. And we just read these plikim quickly. Shalosh Hafuchos, Hafach Tabismati Lamachali, Pataki Sakrabhir Simcha, Oz Yismach Besula B'machol, Bechurim, V'zakenim, Yachtav, Hafachti, Evleim, L'sason. Number 3, V'lo Ova, Shalom Kachal, Shema L'Bilam, V'yapo. Shalosh Peduyos, Tichsiv, Pada B'shalom Nafshi B'ker of Li. Peduya Hashem Yishuvun. Yomer ha'am el Shaul Yehonasan Yomus Asher Asa HaYeshua. Shalosh Shlomos, what are the 3 Shlomos? Dichsev, Bari Nifse V'sayim, Shalom Shalom L'Rachok, V'L'Karov. Amar Hashem U'Rafasiv. V'ruach Levusha Es Amasi, V'amartim Kol L'Chai, V'atav Shalom Beitzecha Shalom. Fine. Amemar V'Razutra V'Rav Ashi, Havayasi V'Hadi Adadi. Amemar, Mazutra and Rashi were sitting around. Amar, Amri, Kol Chad V'Chad Minan Lema Milsa Delo Shavar Le'Lachavri. Each one's going to say a vart that the other one never heard before. Right? So asks the Sifrei Chachamim, how do you know what someone else knows? The answer is exactly. They said, you heard that one? I have another one. You heard that one? I'll tell you another one. You heard that one? I'll tell you another one. And they kept on going till there was one. Oh, I have that one I never heard. All right, now next. Now you. Pasach HaBenev Amar. Hai man dechaz lechelma. Someone has a dream. V'lo yada mai chaza. And he doesn't know what he dreamed. Lekim let him get up. Kamei kahani de'idah de'parsi yadayu. At the time that the kahanim duchening. V'lei mahachi. Say the following. This is the text. It's in the Gemara. This is a Gemara. This is not some Kabbalistic thing to say when you have when during duchening to daven for dreams. What do you say? Ribono shel olam. Ani shalach v'chalom asai chalach. Right? I'm me. My dreams are me. My dreams are yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. Chalom chalamti v'en di amahu. I had a dream. I don't know what it is. Ben shel chalamti ani la'atzni with a dream myself. Ben shel chomali chaderai with a dream about someone else. Ben shel chalamti alachem. They dreamed about me. Im tovim heim chazkin v'amtsim. If they're good, make them even stronger. Like Yosef's dreams, right? If they need refuah, what does it mean, refuah? It's a funny lashon. Dreams don't need refuah. It's a very funny lashon. He said it your whole life. Never think about it. It's a very funny lashon. They need refuah. If they need refuah, refa'am, then make the refuah. Kimei mara ayde Moshe, like it did for Moshe. Or kimei Miriam mitzerato, like it did for Miriam. Or kechizkia michalyov. Or kimei yirichu ayde Elisha. Good? So, we all do this, right? We don't do it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not supposed to ask for personal bakashos, right? But on Yom Tov we do it. I think much people have the minute to say it. Our version...
They don't say it in Israel,
do they? No, so the post-kid point, if you duchen every day, you don't say it. You don't say it if you duchen every day. So maybe even in Israel they do it on Yom Tov. Duchen every day, it becomes so commonplace, you don't say it every day. Duchen every day, but you don't say this every day. In Chutz La'aretz, Ashkenazim, only really duchen on Yantiv, so you say it on Yantiv. So my only kasha was that there are two people that are added to the list. I'm sorry, one person. And I've asked this question to many people, and no one's given me a good answer. There's one person added to the list that we not in the Gemara, and that was Naaman. Save me like you saved Naaman mitzarato from his tzarat. Now Naaman was a guy. He was a general who Elisha cured after he there was a battle there, and he took and he had tzarat, and he told him to go in the river. He said that's ridiculous. Anyway, he ended up listening to Elisha and he got cured, and he became like a little bit of a ger toshav. He took the dirt back to his temple. Back wherever he came from, Ashur, and he like sort of like had like a recognition that Elisha was the real deal. Why are we mentioning him in this tefillah? No, he couldn't find a Jew. If to look for a guy, he was a good guy. He did a very nice thing. What is wrong with Miriam and Chizkiyahu and Moshe Rabbeinu and Elisha? These are much better people. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know how he got stuck in. I don't know how he got stuck in. Not in the Gemara. How'd that happen? Well, I understand it's a Kiddush Hashem. That doesn't answer the question. That's the answer everyone tells me. Oh, it's a Kiddush Hashem. That's what you're davening for. You're davening for good dreams. Like if your dreams need refuah, turn my life around like you turn these lives around. Even a guy, that's the answer that I always get.
It's not.
Even a guy, Hashem turned his life around.
Maybe a better answer would be,
yeah,
if the other ones all showing Torah mitzvahs. Here you have somebody who wasn't, who was against the whole idea and just did it because, you know what, he said he had nothing better, he had nothing to lose.
Right.
He didn't want to do it.
Right, but doesn't the one, might as well. Right.
Maybe even that has been to do.
Right, interesting. Okay, that's probably a shot. It's interesting how he got in here. Like, when did that happen? So I think already in the tour, you think he's in there, I don't remember now, because the tour has the same lashon. I don't remember if he's in there, and then at some point he got in. At some point they stuck him in. I know, he's not in the Gemara. He's not on the list. So at what point did he get stuck in? I don't know. Why during Birchas Kahanim, that's the time to daven for dreams? All these mystical answers, I don't really understand it. Doesn't I still do it. I still think about it. But I'm sure there's all these... Yeah, they have these lofty reasons why... That's it, you had enough? Shkoyach, have a gemach timotovah. U'mesayim b'hadikana da'ani tzibur amein. And you should finish, it's also important, you just should finish when the tzibur says amen, which is why the Kahanim sing. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get it in the amount of time they give you, but you do your best. Huh?
Very good.
But you do your best. V'lo, if you can't say that, lay mahachi, say the following. Adi b'morom shochen b'gvura at shalom b'shem chashalom. Yirat zalom v'nechash chasam alei shalom.
Excellent.
Pasach idach v'amar, another one, the other one said, I said, no, I never heard that part. Okay, next. Hi man, the eye of l'matzah, someone goes into a town. Anyone ever do this? V'dachel me'en abisha, you're worried about an ayin hara. Linkot zikva diyada diyamina piyada the smola. Put your thumb, your right thumb into your left hand. Vizikva diyada the smola biyada diyamina. And put your left thumb into your right hand, like this. Can we see anyone do this? Probably won't see it. Vilei mahachi, say like this. Ana ploni bar ploni, mizara di Yosef kasina. Even if you're not from Yosef, you say it anyway, because it's an incantation. It doesn't have to be true. It's an incantation. The lo shilta ba'ein abisha. Yosef was protected from the ayin hara. Shenamar paras Yosef ali ben paras ali ayin. I'll take me ali ayin ala ole ayin. Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina amar mihacha. Vayidgu l'rov v'kerev aris. Ma dagin shabiyam. Maya mechatan ve'ein roh shalat esbehem. Ah, zara shal Yosef ein ayin roh shalat esbehem. V'dachem ein abisha. Delay. And if you're worried about your own ayin hara, lechzi atarfa din chirasa dismali. Look at your left nostril. What that means, I have no idea. Why is looking at your left nostril save you from ayin hara? I don't know. And everyone said, I never heard that word before. Now the third one said, Pasach idach v'amar, Haiman dechalash, someone gets sick, yomakama lo ligli. The first day, don't tell anybody. Ki heche de l'isra demazli. So it shouldn't be an ayin hara on you. Mikan ve'alech ligli. After that, you shouldn't tell people. Why? Ki ha de rava, ki avich rava got sick, yomakama lo migli. First day, he would not tell anybody. Mikan ve'alech, after that, amalei l'shami, he told his servant, Puk, Achriz, go tell everybody. Rava Chalash. Man, the Merachim Lili Boy Alei Rachmi. The ones who are going to daven for me will daven for me. And Man, the Tzani Lili, the ones who hate me, Lechadi Lili. They're going to be very happy. Finally, that Rava got sick. Right? And Vikziv, Ben Paul Oivecha Al Tismach. Right? When the enemy has a downfall, don't be happy. So, Ubekishlo Al Yigal Oivecha. Pen Yer Hashem V'Alevava Bina V'Hashem Me'alav Apo. So if they hate me, and they're happy that I got sick, all the better. All the better. Shmuel, when Shmuel saw a bad dream, Amar, he said, it's all nonsense, dream, it's all nonsense. But when he saw a good dream, Amar, he said, what, our dream's nonsense? The dreams are not nonsense. It says, right? It says, dreams are good things. Rava Rami, Rava brought a stira. It says, that so which one is it? Lokasha. Kanai de malach, kanai de shade. One's through the malach and one's through the shade. What that means? There's like 20 pages in the back over here explaining what that means. What's the difference between a dream from a shade and a dream from a malach? I don't know. The dream from shade malach is good, and a dream from a shade is bad. Okay, what does that mean? I just don't know. Amar bizna barzavda, amar rekiva, amar padna, amar nachma, amar rav biram, mishum zakin echad. No matter who is that, rabbinah. Esen v'abah poshe chalom v'tayu b'Yerushalayim. There were 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Panachas, one time, chalamti chalom, I had a dream, v'alachti etzel kulam, u'masha pasel lizeh, lo pasel lizeh, each one told me something else. The kul of this guy will be, and every single one of them came true. L'kayim ma'ashe nemar, kol ha'chalom v'tol ha'machar ha'peh. Each dream goes by the interpreter. Atu kol ha'chalom v'tol ha'machar ha'peh. What is that, a pasuk? What is that, alach l'moshe m'sina, that a dream goes in, yes. How do you know that? Shenemar, vayhi kasher pasar lonu kein haya. What the Tzar Maskin, Tzar Ofen said. Whatever Yosef said, it came true. Amar Rava, who the mafasha le me'ein chelma. As long as it can be taken out of the dream, like you can't make up something out of left field. Shenemar ish kechalomo pasar. Right? That says v'yar Tzar Ofen, and the Tzar Ofen saw that the Tzar Maskin's dream came true. Meno yada. How did he know? So Amar Belazar Malavit Shikol Echad Ve'Echad Hera Chalomo. Each one saw their own dream. Upisron Chalomo Shachaveru, and they saw the interpretation of the other one's dream. So if that's true, what do you need Yosef for? They woke up in the morning and they said to each other, "I had a nightmare last night. I also had a nightmare last night. I don't know what." What did they say? By the way, I saw your interpretation. Oh, by the way, I saw your interpretation. And if that's true, you wouldn't need Yosef. What? What do you mean? If the left didn't realize. Or they saw that. What is that? They didn't know what it was. After the that's what that was. Okay. Amar Yochanan, Hishkim V'nafal al pasuk l'sof piv. Somebody wakes up and right away they have a pasuk coming to their mouth. Harei te nevuah katana. It's a nevuah katana. V'amar Rav Yochanan gimel chalomos miskayim. There are three dreams that are miskayim. What are they? Chalom shal shachris, a dream that you have at the very, very end of the night, right before you wake up. The chalom shechalom lo chavero, a dream that a friend dreams about you. The chalom sheniftar b'so chalomo, or a dream that is interpreted in the middle of your dream. You hear that? Even a dream that's repeated. That the dream was repeated for the Tzar Mashkim. A person only dreams of what he thinks about. Another pasuk. You should know it's true. That's true. Why? A person never sees in his dream, and maybe some people do, lo divkla didava, a golden palm tree, velo pila, or an elephant, the aisle bekupa demata, that will go through the eye of a needle. You generally don't see impossible things in your dreams. People do. But the Gemara says, therefore, what do you see from there? What do you see from here? That what you dream about, so you thought about that day. You thought about it, so you dreamed about it. Okay, you know what? We have a minute. Let's do a little more, because tonight the daf is gigantic. Ready? Amalei Kesa l'Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. The Caesar said to Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, "Amrisu dechakim utuva." You say you guys are very smart. So Emily, my chazi bechelma, tell me what I saw in my dream. Amalei, so he told him, "Chazis demeshachri le parsoi." I saw that the parsa, the Persians captured you. The Garvi, and they made you into a slave. But Vrebach Shiksei Bechutra Tadava. And what does that mean?
They will force you to pasture unclean animals.
Here Akula Yoma. He thought about it the whole day. That I dreamed about it. Exactly that point. Amalei Shavur Makal Shmuel Amrisa Techakim Utuva. You guys say very smart. Emily Mai Chazeh Bechelma. What am I going to see in my dream? Amalei told him, Chazis to Asi Romai. The Romans are going to come. Veshavali, they're going to take you, capture you. Vetachni Bach Kashyasa Berechai Tadava. And they're going to make you grind date pits in a thing of gold. So here a Kula Yoma. He thought about it the whole day. Ula Urta Chaza. And in the nighttime, he saw it. Okay, we'll stop here. Now the next Gemara is going to be discussed. A guy by the name of Bar Hedya. Famous Gemara, just for the entire Amid Aleph and half of Amid Beis, he's going to be interpreting dreams for Abaye and Rav. It's fascinating. We'll do that tonight. Everybody have a Gemara Chesima Tova and a easy fast and a good Kabbalah.